Empty Bowls El Paso is a community art action to help eliminate hunger in the El Paso County. It was started by the EPCC Student Art Society 11 years ago, but last year marked the beginning of its second life as people from the community do all the making, glazing, firing of these ceramic art bowls. Save the date for Saturday, April 18th, and make plans to attend their Party with a Purpose Soup Line Art Event and Silent Auction. All proceeds benefit El Pasoans fighting hunger. Today, my guests are Mary Scott and Violet Urquidez. Welcome, ladies.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this for 11 years, Mary Scott.
Right.
So this is your brainchild, no?
Well, yes. with those students, I was the advisor for the Art Student Society at that time. And with the students, we put this together and just kept going and kept going. And then once I retired, it kept going anyway. You know, fortuitously, there were some women that said, well, that sounds interesting. We want to work on that. And they have kills and all that. So
you just kept on going.
It kept on going.
So were you one of these women, Miss Violet?
Well, yes. But I helped in another area. No, the two women that have been so fabulous in helping, one of them is Marilyn and the other one is Sherry. One of them was a student of Mary's, but they have kilns, and they, if you know anything about the ceramics, you know how time-consuming and how labor-intensive it is to fill them, fire them.
And how heartbreaking it can be when they explode in the kiln.
So they put up their time and keep doing this. I joined as part of the church group because we do it at All Saints. And most of mine has been with sales, selling the tickets and selling for businesses who will do a tabletop at $250. But basically, it's because people recognize that we do have people who are food insecure in our community, which is something that I think we don't know. We think, oh, people have food stamps, people have TANF, people have aid, and we do not have people who are food insecure, but we do. And so this is a great need in our community.
So, Mary, how did the idea come about? Because it's beautiful both metaphorically and literally to have a bowl that was made by a person,
right,
to eat out of it to feed other people.
In many places, all the bowls are made by professional potters. Well, we just didn't have that kind of those kind of people available in El Paso. So I thought, well, why not have the people make the bowls? And I think that's so important to give just regular people an opportunity to feel themselves making something that is going to be of value and to help others. And so the way that the bowls got designed is so that all this texture on the inside is to express the idea that our richness comes from within ourselves.
And you can see, I mean, I'm holding one in my hand. You can feel the fingers. You can see them.
You can see that effect. And then if, like on this one, you can see, if you turn it upside down with all that kind of texture that's there, it's supposed to represent like a mesa.
Yes.
And so, you know, the clay is going to be formed by just running down the mountain. And down at the bottom of the mountain, you're going to have the clay itself. So the bowl keeps in touch with the earth, with meaning through what's on the inside. And then also the way that it's made, it's the way that, for example, Juan Quesada in Mato Ortiz makes bowls. They start their pieces the same way that we do, partly because I saw them doing that. I said, we can do that. But then they have a little plaster mold, and we have some styrofoam bowls that we use as a mold. That's, you know, something to work in. But that way of manufacturing something out of clay goes back to the Greeks and the Romans and the Egyptians. It's so we are also investing in a time-honored way of building something out of clay and then honoring the earth itself through the use of clay.
How nice. So let's talk about the actual event, because that's what's really important, right? I mean, right. We've made all these beautiful bowls. Now we got to get people out there to purchase them.
Oh, yes. And it's a beautiful time. One of the things that Violet helped with, especially last year, was finding the chefs. Well, chefs from all over El Paso bring their soups, their gourmet soups, and you get to taste these gourmet soups. And then there's also live entertainment. There's a classical music group, and then there's also some jazz. There's a big silent auction, and then there's another table that inside, away from the bowls, but it has a little bit different class, like serving dishes and all that, made out of clay, all different, made by more like artist type people or artists.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's lots of beauty there. And one of the things that's so beautiful, I think, is to see the people enjoying themselves. So many people come and enjoy talking to themselves, talking about it with themselves.
So tell us, the event is on April 18th at 11 a.m. Where and how can people get involved, Ms. Violet?
The best way for people to get involved now is to buy a ticket. And whether you can go and enjoy yourself at this function and taste these wonderful soups, because they're made in so many different varieties, and chefs really go out of their way, whether it's a home chef or chefs that have gone through culinary school. But one of the best things is that for a nominal fee of $25, you can really make a difference in our community, because for every dollar they raise, that can turn into $11 of food. So whether you can attend the event or not attend the event, recognize that there are so many people who are food insecure in our community. 1 in 3 children and 1 in 6 adults. Most of those may be seniors. The tickets can be even more inexpensive. $15 for students and military and seniors. And then there's a $60 packet, which includes both parents and number of children. And then you get 4 bowls. So it's a very economical way to support your community, make a difference, and make sure that we have food to distribute to those who otherwise would not be able to buy.
And that is called an art action event.
Yes, it is an art action event.
My guests today have been Mary Scott and Violet Urquides, and they are here talking about the Empty Bowls fundraiser. Save the date for April 18th. It's going to happen at the El Paso Community College Administrative Service Center at 9050 Viscount. And $25 gets you a bowl, gets you some great soup, and gets you making a difference in your community.
And you can come anytime between 11 and 3.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.